With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Final hour of Grant and Danny, 106.7 The Fan. The big one today, the hot start for the Maryland Terrapins. Back in action this weekend. They are 2-0. They hung 51 on Texas on the road, came back and pounded Towson 63-17, and they play University of Central Florida. The Knights coming to town Saturday afternoon, 3 o'clock kickoff at Byrd Stadium. The head coach of the Maryland Terrapins is DJ Durkin in his second season. He joins us on 106.7 The Fan. Coach, what a start. Two games, two wins. You got to be feeling good about your program a couple weeks into the year.
Yeah, very pleased with the start. At the same time, a lot of stuff to improve upon and clean up throughout those games. I think the bye week coming at this time, I know it's kind of early for a bye week, but we took advantage of it, I believe, to really make improvements in some of the areas where I thought we had deficiencies on film. And so it'll be good this weekend to get back out there. We've got a home game and really see how our guys did with their improvements.
Coach, how hard is it for guys to get off to a start like this, not to start reading their press clippings? I mean, that effort at Texas was incredible, quite frankly. It was, I think, a surprise to a lot of so-called experts, and the showing you guys put on was terrific, and you deserve all the credit in the world for that. How do you then kind of prevent guys from maybe, I don't say thinking they're better than they are because you want them to be confident, but not maybe experiencing hey, we've arrived?
It's just really in our day-to-day approach. I mean, there's, when we're here in this building, it's a grind every day, and our guys are really starting to learn to embrace it and understand the why we do the things we do, and so I mean, I think that's where it comes from. I mean, when you're in here with your teammates, you're hearing the truth from your coaches and your teammates, and watching it on film, and that's really the message to our guys is just, focus on what's going on right in here, and all that other stuff take care of itself. We know it's a long season. We have some, big challenges ahead of on our schedule, and those become big opportunities for us. But the only way that you get to where you want to be is if you just simply focus on what's reality right here in the building.
Coach DJ Durkin, Maryland Terrapins on Grant and Danny. What are the obstacles in preparing for a team that's played once in 3 weeks? It's been 20-plus days when you guys strap it on with Central Florida since they've played. There's not a lot of film on this team.
Right. I mean, there's obviously one game from this year. We go back to last year and been looking at a lot of that film as well. But, it just is what it is. You can't worry about it or focus on anything other than what the reality of the situation is. And obviously there are some extenuating circumstances down south. And, there's a lot more serious issues people are dealing with down there. So, for us, it becomes, we have a pretty good idea of their personnel because they're an experienced team. It's a lot of the same guys as the team we played last year. Although I will say, I mean, they look, much improved and have certainly made a lot of strides since last year, as have we as a program. So I think both teams have familiarity with one another. And also I think that there's a good realization of, a lot of things have improved since then.
Coach, Kasim Hill is impressive. Just a rube like me watching the game, just it's hard not to be blown away by the freshman and how kind of calm he is and being able to step in as he has and played so well. What do you think he needs to work on in terms of his development, and also what's impressed you most out of the gate?
Yeah, the most impressive thing is just how Kasim's handled himself in the situation. He's a great teammate. He's, just mature beyond his years, and I think that's served him well. I think, we've all known in this area he's a big talent just from what he did in high school and all that, but I think it's those other things that really even pay off more. And so, the best part is Kasim knows he has a lot to work on, more than me talking about it or saying that he knows that. And he works really hard his preparation week to week, and, so he'll continue to do that. I think Kasim, he has a lot of great football ahead of him, and he knows he's just starting out, just scratching the surface.
You're dealing and challenged by some of the same things that a lot of college coaches are after an injury at the quarterback position, which is you're grooming a guy while playing him as a passer. And he's got a lot of developing to do. Obviously, the game plan didn't call for having to throw it a lot when you were leading as much as you were against Towson. But to make him comfortable. I think in a game and change now, he's thrown 19 times. You guys have to run the ball and do a lot of things around him. How can you help him on the fly ahead of schedule develop as a passer? Because you weren't banking on needing him to make big throws this early.
Yeah, again, I mean, he's handled this really well. I think, you know, it's not a matter of us not being able to do things or protecting things. I think it's really just offensively, as always, we just like to take what's given to us. So, you know, if running the ball becomes more prevalent in a certain game plan, it's because that's what the defense is, how they're defending us and what they're giving us. And if it means throwing, then that's what we'll do. We're comfortable in the fact that Kasim will make the right decisions and be able to manage the offense, you know, whatever's needed. And, you know, I think he has shown that, although, you know, as you said, I mean, in the first half of the Towson game, we came out throwing. He delivered the ball in the right place. I think more than anything, he's making good decisions out there. And that at that position, I think, is the most important thing. A guy that's communicating well, making good decisions, and, you know, putting the ball in the right place.
Coach, quickly before we let you jump, you mentioned there were some things you'd like to where the bye week came so you guys could correct some of the things that you saw. What were some of those things that you guys are working on looking to improve as the season goes on?
You know, I mean, in each phase of the game, we just, as a staff, sat down and kind of listed out, you know, really, there's individualized goals. So I think it's always important that each one of your players knows, like, specifically, these are the things I need to work on and get better at this week. I think it allows you to develop better as a player rather than just going out there and practicing and not really knowing what you need to work on. So every position coach spelled out things for their players, as well as in each phase, offense, defense, and special teams as a unit. You know, we talked about the things that have shown up, and, you know, 2-0 is great. That's a great start, but we know that, I mean, there's a lot of things on that film that we need to improve upon and get better at as we continue down through our schedule. And so that's what it was. I think it's really clear to our players to always explain the why to them. Why are we doing what we're doing? Why are we practicing what we're practicing? So they understand it and they're on the same page with us. And that was our focus the bye week.
Coach DJ Durkin of the 2-0 Maryland Terrapins looking to get win number 3 on Saturday at home. Coach, thanks so much. We appreciate a few minutes.
All right, guys, thanks for having me on.
Thank you, Coach. Good luck.
We'll do it again soon. There's DJ Durkin. How about those Terps? The win over Texas, still kind of one of the big stories of the college football season. They were idle this past week, so the bye week keeps them from having played 3 games. But you've got Maryland playing well. Virginia Tech this past weekend, I don't know how much of that game you saw, but Tech was down 17-7 in the early going to East Carolina. This is a September game. Lane Stadium, the prototypical Frank Beamer's last few years.
Always had one of those letdown games. Lost
this
to
is
Temple
the one they lose.
Or whatever. Yeah.
They scored, I think, like 57 unanswered or something, and they win going away. Don't allow another point. Blow out the Pirates. But that was such a prototypical 5-6 straight years Virginia Tech loses that game, and they lose 2 games all year, and it's the reason they're not in any of the big bowls. They come back and they win.
Yeah. Not to look too far ahead, because UCF is no slouch here. They haven't played in a while, so people kind of forgot about them. But let's say Maryland is able to rip off this win and gets it done on FS1, I believe, at 3 o'clock. Minnesota, I think they're beatable. They're not bad by any stretch of the imagination, I don't think. But it's there, and everything's always weird at Minnesota. Just it's everything's weird. But say for the sake of argument, Maryland's 3-1 headed into Ohio State. You could still have a pretty darn good season here. And if you're 4-0 heading into Ohio State, I have no illusions that you're going into the horseshoe and pulling off a W there, regardless of where your program is at for Maryland. But you've set yourself up by that Texas game to have a pretty nice season. Good for those guys. Happy for Coach Durkin, for sure.
Yeah, got a great start, and he's got a chance to build on it this week. Grant and Danny on the Fan. Ezekiel Elliott called out by LaDainian Tomlinson. Jay Gruden calling you out for being upset with the fade. Mike Francesa's angry at a college coach for something he did at the end of the game.
Fun with audio.
Audio galore. Next, Grant and Danny on the Fan. Hey, guys, I've been telling you about a problem I got solved for my dad. He had an uncomfortable room, different temperature than the rest of his house. We've all got one of those rooms in our homes, and now we've got an answer for it. Mitsubishi Electric Cooling and Heating Systems. Nobody's better at installing these systems. Nobody's better at working with these systems in a timely fashion at a good rate and price than Jerry Mannix. Jerry Mannix and his team, you see their orange trucks all over the area, have product knowledge that is second to none, especially when it comes to Mitsubishi Electric equipment. True pros in every aspect of their game, clean and respectful in your home. My dad absolutely raves about the job these guys did. They were there and gone within a few hours, and a several-year issue is now no longer. One of the most comfortable rooms in his house now was the one that we all dreaded going into the sunroom for a long time to watch games. Call Mannix Heating and Cooling at 703 703- 773-777-9211. 703-777-9211, or visit them at ManixHVAC.com. Ask them about the Mitsubishi Electric Cooling and Heating Systems. Tell them Grant sent you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.